You're tuned in. You have found another exciting episode of Music Bay.
Yes.
We try to let you know at least a couple of times a month all the back mail, that love that music has been giving you that you just forgot about. You sitting around like, music don't love me. And we like, uh-huh, I do. And we prove it. Showing you the little things that you probably wasn't paying attention to. Little nuances and things.
How you gonna treat your bae like that, huh?
I'm just saying.
Love hurts sometimes. Yes, welcome to another episode. Are you ready to hear some interesting songs? Maybe some throwbacks for you? Maybe some new songs? Listen up.
Alrighty, so what brings us over here this lovely evening? What's our special mood or theme for the night?
Oh yeah, good question. So today's theme is such sad goodbyes, and I'm sure that's pretty self-explanatory, but just to give a little description, if I can, songs that make us think of departure or think of separating, or maybe as an ode to someone who had a huge place in your heart, but they are no longer here with us.
Right. So, you know, this doesn't have to get, you know, too personal or too deep. It could just be possibly, I don't know, a song that made you think about that time you had to go travel somewhere and you left something behind or somebody.
True that.
If you got any songs that sort of are in that ballpark, you can definitely feel free to hit us up and let us know on all of our things. Definitely our Instagram. Thank you for all those who keep showing us love there.
Yes, so many of you. Thank you.
I guess we could try to go ahead and get into the first song.
This is a track that's near and dear to me. It is a huge classic. This is Frank Sinatra's My Way.
Oh, let's listen to it
for a little bit. Yeah, right?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
It was written in 1969, and it was originally a French song called Comme d'habitude. So Frank Sinatra made it his.
I wonder how close it is in the translation.
That's a good question.
But now, considering that the song has French origins, it's kind of fitting. Kind of. I mean, when I first heard the song, I thought of New Year's Eve, maybe, or like even like someone's retirement, but they're like, you know, giving their boss the finger before they leave. It's like, ugh.
That would be an awesome departure.
Right, with the mic drop, and I still get my benefits.
I'm like motioning right now with my middle finger in the air. Yeah, we all fantasize about that. Come on.
Middle fingers up.
Well, okay, so let me ask you a question, Terrence. Have you ever sung any Frank Sinatra during karaoke?
Of course.
All right, but in your performances?
I try not to do the ones that everybody does, like the Fly Me to the Moon, even though I love that one. Shout outs to Evangelion. And My Way. But I usually stick to, like, you know, Love and Marriage, because I learned it from watching Married with Children.
Yes.
So that's the song I do. And the people are surprised that they know it, and then they sing along, and it's just a good time. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool, cool. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, so the first on my list is this is Here's Ya on their own. Now, when I first heard the song, I was like, oh, this is doing that Ain't No Mountain High Enough thing, which I was totally okay with. And so you have to be bold to take a song that's so known, so cemented, and then try to just put your own flow into it,
right?
And you know, at first I wrote this song off, I was thinking, oh, this isn't hitting, this isn't doing what I would need a song to do. But then it grew on me like one of those awesome I don't know, like earwormy deals.
Yeah.
yeah, she has this habit of just kind of getting better with time. And hopefully, you know, I don't super love her like a year from now, because I already love her like at an esteemed, high esteemed level. And she's just, I don't know, she's just everything. So, man, oh man, oh man.
Yep. Very cool. I have to admit, Amy Winehouse changed my idea of what kind of artist should take on black music, right? I was all for just black artists should just do black music, because we have that sensibility, we have the background, we have
all
the context,
music is black
we
music.
Get it. So much truth, I can't handle it. But you know, there are some artists that just surpass any kind of box that anyone would ever try to shove them in. And Amy Winehouse is one of those artists. She really is. Her, Eminem, Elton John, like, there are genuine artists that are out there that appreciate black music. And just because they're not black does not mean that they can't bring it, because they do.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool. All right.
So what do we have coming up?
Yes. Coming up is a nice song that reminds me of the 90s. This is Closing Time by Semisonic. Aww. Yeah. I love this tune. Let's listen to it for a bit.
Closing time, open all the doors, yeah. And let you out into the world.
I'm definitely in like one of those 90s sitcoms or movies.
Oh yeah. Well, it was covered a lot and it was used a lot in samples and stuff. Closing time, this song makes me think of the movie Friends with Benefits. Yeah, I
am proud
to
say
I
have
bored.
Never saw that.
I like some movies that are so bad they're good, but that one was just hugely bad. So.
But they made that movie like twice.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. A lot of friends have a lot of benefits. But also, How I Met Your Mother, they featured this song, so that was cool. And American Reunion. Did you like all the American Pie movies back in the day?
I've only seen the first and the second. And possibly there's more. I think there's another one that just came out too. I think it's like,
oh
yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, it's 2017.
I know.
but yeah, bringing it back to the song. So 90s, the piano is so... Oh, the piano just makes me feel really good. Like ding, 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 ding. yeah, I really dig this song. It's a great bar song.
Yeah, it's the song you technically don't want to hear if you are having a good time. It's letting you know that the time is wrapping up, or it's time to go get your coat before there's a long line at Coat Check.
Word. Let's hear the next choice for Terrence.
All right. So what I have here coming up, and this is very well known, so... This song immediately puts me in front of my television watching a character get smoshed in the face with a basketball on an episode of Dawson's Creek. Because that's what happened.
90s.
How dare you go after my girlfriend, Paisley? Oh, man.
Wow, really? Oh, that's awesome.
This is like the two friends who know they're going to be friends for life, but they just have like that rough patch that's just like rougher than like they're usually able to just sort of just shrug off. And so like they're doing the pouty thing where it's like, well, I'm not going to apologize first. And, yeah, I'm not going to call first. And, you know, they don't know what they did wrong.
And
yeah, I was just
gonna be?
Right. I was just being reactionary to their actions. But did you ever think that their actions were also just reactions to one of your earlier actions?
Hello.
Let's find the derivative of the beef and let's just get beyond this with our collegiate you know, vocabulary, even though we're like 15 years old. Oh, man, that show is amazing.
Kids are stupid. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm definitely gonna go down a 90s rabbit hole, and we might just do a 90s theme because the 90s are just fucking awesome. And I mean, you know what? The 80s are fucking awesome. The 70s.
You know what? I need to find me a 70s party. You know, someone send me information and on the Instagrams if you know of a 70s party I can go to, so I could, I don't know, put on a little outfit and shake my groove thing. That'd be great. It doesn't, it could be a discotheque. It doesn't have to be disco exclusive. Just let me know.
Yeah, I agree. If you could hit up Music Bay on Music Bay Cast on Instagram or Facebook, that would be fucking awesome. Terrence and I will meet you if you're in New York City, and we will party hardy.
I may leave New York City. I don't mind going out of New York City to party.
Actually, yeah, me neither. Let's do it. Okay, so the next song that I chose is Wild World from Cat Stevens. So now he's known as, I think, Yusuf Bey, or no, that's Yasin Bey. That's
I was gonna say that's Mos Def.
That's Mos Def. I'm sorry. Yusuf Islam. Yes. Formerly known as Cat Stevens. This is his song Wild World.
I'm already in love.
Have you heard it before?
No, but I like it.
Now that I've lost everything to you, say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. Oh, his voice. Take good care. Sometimes I wish I had music lingo to describe what I'm experiencing properly when I hear certain elements in a song, but I just can't.
Well, just do your best to describe how it makes you feel. I mean, okay. You are your best reference. This is your experience.
Well, maybe you'll understand me when I say that his voice makes me think of paper. It's like dry, but it's kind of flippy. I don't know.
I can sort of pick that up.
Okay, well then you're almost as special as me. But yeah, this song, I grew up on this song, but the Maxi Priest version.
Maybe that's why I knew it.
Yeah, like, you probably know this. The reggae one.
Okay.
Yes. That was definitely my introduction to Cat Stevens, which I didn't know was the original artist until, like, I don't know, my late 20s. Mm-hmm. Other people who covered it was Jimmy Cliff and who else? Let's see. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia right now. Garth Brooks did a cover. A few people.
This episode is not brought to you by Wikipedia. I might as well just say that.
Well, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know a lot of things about a lot of songs, so I look up Wikipedia a lot. But first, I always go to the artist's website because I want to give them the clicks and the views.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
All right, lastly, but definitely not least, this project I picked is very well known to me, mostly because I was a big fan of 90s era music, off of Khaleesi's debut album, Kaleidoscope. You know, this song probably didn't chart as high as like the Caught Out There did with the I Hate You So Much Right Now, even though I love that. But what makes this song so impressive to me is the timing in which the video in the song came out, because anyone who knows the video, and you could YouTube it, or this, you know, we're not sponsored by YouTube, but if you can capture this video, you'll notice that it's done in a claymation-esque style, and if you pay attention to the landscapes, it favors enough of A Nightmare Before Christmas, but this video came out before A Nightmare Before Christmas did. So it's like almost as if this video was either inspired during the production of, or, you know, was inspired alongside something that Tim Burton was working on, because I just love the ebb and flow of both. Let's see. Definitely this song speaks well too deeply to my, to the way I think of certain sad goodbyes, because it's like sometimes when you are parting with something that you feel that you really need or want, you're a little stubborn in wanting to accept the fact that things are at its end, almost as if like you imagine the end being someplace different. I mean, not that it should matter when it was going to end, because everything is finite, but not everybody's a nihilist. So, you know, sometimes people want things to work and they want it to be like a happy ending eventually, right? I guess, I hope, I'm thinking. Probably just me. Yeah, whatever.
Nah, I feel you, brother. I do feel you on that. All right, so I actually looked it up really quick, the music video. It's directed by Paul Hunter. And other people did make the observation that it's very Tim Burton-esque. So let's see. And we're going to pause. No.
You're done. You did three songs.
No, I'm looking up more info about this.
3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for our short and sweet Such Sad Goodbyes theme. Let us know what you think about our choices. Let us know if you would add some tracks of your own, or if you would scratch one of our choices, or just any thoughts that you have. Hit us up on our social media accounts. You know what to do.
Yeah, we definitely love all the interaction and support from you guys. I'll send a major love to, you know, our extended players that aren't here with us today, but, you know, we hopefully will be seeing soon. You know, big love to Chaos.
Word. And Rich.
Big love to Rich.
Yep. We have lives, so sometimes we can't be where we want to be, but where we need to be.
And of course, wherever you can find and listen to your podcasts, you can be sure to find us. Just keep tuning in and keep finding us.
Yeah, pretty much. We're around. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, actually. Yeah, we have a few tracks on SoundCloud, so hit us up.
You know, for as long as SoundCloud will be in business.
Getting their funding and whatnot for who knows how long.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take it easy, guys.
Until next time, music loves you. We're here. We're trying to make sure you remember.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Later.
This has been a Gifted Sounds production. You can check out Music Bay and more podcasts on giftedsounds.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you for listening.